Well, greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
It is a great honor for me to be here.
能够来到这儿非常的荣幸。
I'm pleased to be in California.
你高兴来到加州。
And to be at your church.
来到你们的教会。
And to hear you sing songs I'm very familiar with in a way I don't recognize.
听一些我听起来很熟悉，但是我却唱不出来的歌，中文。
So it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me to come.
我很高兴能够来到这儿，谢谢您能够邀请我来。
And to participate in this conference.
能够参与这个中国侨聚会。
I've never preached in California before.
我从来没有在加利福尼亚州讲过道。
I've never preached with an interpreter before.
也从来没有借着一个翻译讲道。
But most of the churches I've preached in don't understand a word I say anyway.
但是大多数我所讲过道的教会也听不懂我讲什么。
So I want to start tonight talking about this issue of repentance and faith.
好，今天晚上我们要开始讲悔改和信心这个主题了。
What must I do?
我当做什么呢？
What must I do?
我该做什么？
This is the question that plagues humanity.
这是一个叫人类困扰的问题。
Everybody asks this question.
每个人都问这个问题。
It's at the heart of the Bible itself.
这是圣经的核心问题。
For example,At Pentecost, when Peter preached for the first time.
譬如在五旬节那一天，当彼得在新约第一次讲道的时候。
In Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
The first question they asked.
他们问的第一个问题就是。
What must I do?
我该做什么呢？
In Acts chapter 16.
在使徒行传第十六章。
After Paul and Silas.Get miraculously out of prison.
保罗和希拉奇迹般的从监狱里头出来的时候
，The jailer asks
那个狱卒所问的问题
，What must I do?
也是这个，我该做什么
？When the Pharisee Nicodemus
当那位法利赛人尼哥底母
comes to Jesus in John 3
在约翰福音第三章来到耶稣面前的时候
，He doesn't ask the question.
他没有问。
But it's clearly implied.
虽然他没问这个问题，但是很明显的暗示。
It's at the very heart of Scripture.
这是圣经里的一个核心问题。
It's a question also that's being answered by every religious system on the planet.
这是世上所有的宗教系统都想要设法要回答的，也是这个问题。
Wrongly, I might add.
我要加一句，他们回答错了，他们的答案是错误的。
Every religious system says, "Here's what you got to do."
这是世上所有的宗教系统都说你该这么做，应该那么做。
They give you a list.
他们给你一个项目，你该做这个，该做那个。
Do this, do this, do this, and everything will be cool.
你做这个做那个，你就可以cool，就没事了。
It's at the very core of who we are.
这也是我们。人的本性也是要问这个问题。
I mean, everybody wants to know what do I have to do.
每个人都想要知道我该做什么。
I mean, we see this all the way back at the very beginning.
我们从最起初就看到这个问题。
In the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园里
after Adam and Eve sin,
亚当夏娃犯罪之后
what's the first thing they do?
他们做的第一件事是什么？
They start sewing fig leaves together.
马上就把那个无花果树的叶子做衣服。
To cover themselves up.
要编织起来，要遮盖自己。
Because they think they have to do something immediately.
因为他们以为他们要做一些事情来补救。
We are hardwired.
我们这是人的本性啊，天生就是这样子。
We want to create.Some sort of spiritual connection to God.
我们想要跟神挂上钩，要搭上关系，跟神有一个属灵的沟通。
And we think we can do it.
我们以为我们可以靠自己做什么办到这个。
It's in our heart.
这是我们天性。
Are.
我们的本性就是如此。
Now, the question then becomes, what does Christianity teach in this question?
好，现在我们要问的问题是，到底基督教怎么回答这个问题呢？
What does the Bible say about doing?
圣经怎么讲我们该做什么呢？
Now let me put before you a simple premise.
让我给你一个很简单的一个概念，一个思想啊。
The Bible teaches very simple.
圣经的教导很直截了当，很简单。
That a relationship with our Creator.
我们跟神的，我们的创造者的关系。
Is entirely the work of that Creator.
完全都是神的工作。神主动的工作。
It is God who does.
是神为我们做的什么事。
Our desire is to do.
我们人的欲望是我们想要做什么。
But the Bible teaches that it's God who does.
但圣经教导我们不是我们做什么，乃是他为我们所做的。
It is God who decrees.
是他所命定的，预定的。
It is God who elects the people.
他拣选他的百姓，他主动的。
It's God who predestines the people.
也是神预定了一群他的百姓。
It's a God who foreknows. It's God who knows them.
也是神预知他的百姓。
Personally,
他跟他们有个关系，个人的关系。
It is God who enters into creation.
是神进入他所造的世界里
，to atone for them.
来为世人赎罪。来拯救他们。
And it is God who, at the right time, calls them to himself.
是神当时候满足呼召他的百姓来归属于他。
And in calling them, justifies them.
他呼召了他们，也称他们为义。
Even to the point of bringing him perfect to himself.
甚至把他们一直带到完全的地步。
We see in Romans 8:28-29.
我们在罗马书的第八章二九到三十节看到这一点。
This great golden chain.
这个黄金的锁链呐、啊，一环扣一环。
Of the redemptive work of God.
这就是神的救赎的工作。
God's work.
这是神的工作，神所做的。
From beginning to end.
从头到尾都是神所做的，他的工作。
God's work,
神的工作
Not ours.
不是我们做什么，乃是他所做的。
Secondly,
好，第二点。
Scripture teaches that we as human beings,
圣经教导我们，我们身为人类啊，
have no power in ourselves.
我们自己没有能力做什么。
To do anything good.
我们没有能力行善，无善足称。
That we can't even cooperate with God.
我们甚至不可能跟神合作。
We can do nothing to transform ourselves.
我们不能够靠自己的能力改变自己。
Because we are, according to Scripture,
因为根据圣经
spiritually dead.
我们是灵里是死的。
We possess no natural ability to do.
我们没有天生的能力能做什么。
Yet we want to.
但是我们就想要自己做些什么。
We think we can.
我们以为自己办得到。
And yet, true biblical Christianity.
但是合乎圣经的正统的基督教
says we can.
说我们办不到，自己做不了什么。
It's a work of God.
这是神的作为，从头到尾都是神所做的。
Ephesians 2:1, we learn.
以弗所书第二章第一节，我们学到了。
We are dead.
我们死在罪恶过犯中，我们死了。
Spiritually, we have no ability.
灵里头我们一点能力都没有，我们是无能的。
To cooperate with our Savior.
我们不可能跟神合作做些什么，办不到。
To make God happy with us in any sense.
我们不可能靠自己努力叫神喜欢，叫神喜悦。
Now that poses a problem, doesn't it?
这给我们一个很大的问题，对不对？
On the one hand, we can't do anything.
一方面我们什么都不能做。
And it's all the work of God.
这一切都是神的工作，神做的。
So what must I do?
那我该做什么呢？
Does that mean that I just sit there and do nothing?
是不是我就坐在那儿啥都不干了？
Just wait for some magic to fall from the sky?
就等天上掉馅饼发生什么奇迹啦，是不是？
Does this mean we do absolutely nothing?
是不是说我们什么都不干啦？
That we're passive?
我们就是被动的消极的坐以待毙啦？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
绝对不。
The New Testament is clear.
新约讲得清清楚楚。
We must respond.
我们必须要回应。
In spite of the fact that it's God's work,
尽管这是神的工作。
And we are dead.
尽管我们是死在罪恶过犯中，不能做什么。
The New Testament makes it clear we must respond.
但是新约讲得清清楚楚，我们有责任必须要回应神。
Now I know what you're right about. I know what you're thinking.
我知道你现在在想什么。
Okay.
对不对？
How do you respond if you can't?
你没有能力回应，你怎么回应呢？
How do you respond to God if you cannot?
如果你无能回应神，你怎么能够回应神呢？
The answer is,
答案是
God makes us able to respond.
神给我们能力来回应他。
It's called the doctrine of regeneration.
这个叫做重生的教义。
We made new by God.
神使我们成为新造的人。
Can now respond to him.
现在我们可以回应他了。
We respond because God has enabled us to respond.
我们之所以能够回应他，是因为他先使我们有能力回应，我们才能回应他。
In Ezekiel 36:26,
在以西结书第二十三十六章二十六节
，It's called a new heart.
这里给我们一个新的心啊。
God takes out the old heart.
神把那个旧的实心拿掉。
He puts in a new one.
他给我们一个新的心。
He puts in a heart that loves Him.
他给我们一个爱他的肉心，软的。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17,
在哥林多后书五章十七节
，Paul says we're now a new creation.
保罗说我们现在是新造的人
，new creatures
是新的
，made new by God Himself.
神自己把我们重造了，新造了
，able to respond.
如今我们有能力回应他了。
When Nicodemus came to Jesus.
当尼哥底母来到耶稣面前的时候
John 3,
约翰福音第三章
Jesus said,
耶稣说
you must be born again.
你们必须重生
The new birth that Jesus is talking about
耶稣这里讲的重生呢
is a new heart,
是一个新的心
able to respond to God.
这个能够回应神的一个新心
God
神
gives us
给我们一个
what we need.
给我们所需用的
to respond to him.
好叫我们可以回应他
so we must do.
所以我们必须要回应他
we must respond.
我们必须要回应他
now let me be clear.
好让我讲清楚啊
it is inside the work of God.
这个是神的工作的范围之内
that we respond.
我们在他的工作范围之内我们回应他所做的
outside the work of God we cannot respond.
如果不是他所做的，我们就回应不了了。在这个范围之外，我们办不到。
Without the new heart,
我们没有这个新的心
，we will never respond.
我们就永远不能回应他。
But when God works,
但是当神在我们心里动工
，inside of that work He does,
在他所做的工作范围之内
，we respond.
我们可以回应他。
The new heart cries out.
我们这个新的心就会向神呼求。
So, salvation
是救恩
is a work of God from beginning to end.
是救恩从头到尾都是神的工作，神所做成的。
And as God works in us,
当神在我们心里动工的时候
，so we respond to Him.
我们就回应他的工作。
Now, this is the doctrine of regeneration.
好，这就是重生的教义了。
So what we're going to talk about now is
我们现在要讲的就是
what our response
我们应该怎么样回应神呢
inside this work that God does
在神所做的工作范围之内我们怎么回应他呢
what must we do
我们该做什么
if we believe that God gives us a new heart
如果我们相信神赐给我们新的心
how do we respond
那我们怎么回应他
and the answer is
答案是
We respond
我们,
in repentance
借着悔改,
and faith
和信心来回应他,
Our response is repentance
好, 我们向神的回应是悔改和信心
So this is going to be my outline through this subject material
好, 这就是我要讲的, 这个, 大纲
First, I want to talk about a brief overview of the two subjects together
首先呢,我要看看这两个主题一起看啊,共通性
We'll put repentance and faith together talk about that first.
我们讲悔改和信心,两个一起讲共通性
Then we'll separate out repentance by itself and we'll talk about that
然后我们就只讲悔改,讲到悔改的关键性
Hopefully we'll get that done tonight
盼望今天晚上我们能够讲完悔改,悔改的关键性
Then, when we come back on Sunday,
然后礼拜天我们回来的时候呢,
I'll pick up the topic of faith.
我会继续讲信心, 讲完了悔改, 讲信心的重要性。
And then, Lord willing,
如果主许可呢,
we'll come back together on Sunday night and put them back together.
礼拜天晚上我们再一次讲到悔改信心的持续性。
So, hopefully that will work.
盼望我们可以把它讲完, 啊, 主许可。
I want to talk about something called conversion.
好, 现在我们要讲何谓回归, 归信的教育。
It's a subject that doesn't get a lot of attention today.
这是一个今天我们不常提到的一个教义。
In the church in America, the term is rarely used.
在美国教会里头，我们几乎不用这个词了，归信。
I don't know why, but for some reason,
我不知道为什么，但是因某些缘故，
the term has fallen out of favor.
这个词慢慢就不流行了，大家都不喜欢提归信。
You hear Christians say something like, just ask Jesus into your heart.
你听基督徒会说，你邀请耶稣到你心里来，这种词。
Or just accept Jesus.
就接受耶稣了，接待耶稣了，接受他。
But you rarely hear about people being converted.
你几乎听不到有人说，我归信了基督，听不见。
But it is an essential term for us to understand.
但是这是一个我们必须要理解的一个词汇。
So here's the definition for you.
好，这里我给你一个定义啊，下定义。Conversion
is the turning of a sinner to God.
好，归信的意思就是从一个罪人，罪人他回转归向上帝。It's
a change of a person.
是一个人的改变。A
change of that person from a rebel.
他从一个反叛者。
To someone who loves God.
变成一个爱神的人。
It's a change, and that's important.
是一个改变啊, 这很重要, 改变, 转变。
Let me use an illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
Let me just paint a picture for you.
这里我给你一幅图画啊。
I work better in pictures sometimes.
有时候想到图画, 我就比较容易表达。
Imagine in this direction.
你想象在那个方向。
Is the whole of humanity.
是所有的人类。
And what's true about them is
这所有人类的共通性, 他们的真实的情况是
they hate God.
他们恨无神。
They love their sin.
他们爱自己的罪。
And according to scripture,
根据圣经,
they're under the wrath of God.
他们在神的愤怒之下。
This is the natural condition of the human race.
这是人类的天生的状况。
Over here,
在这边, 在这边, 另外一边,
are people who love God.
是爱神的人。
And they hate their sin.
他们恨恶自己的罪。
And they're children of God.
他们是神的儿女。
They understand His love.
他们明白神的大爱。
And His mercy.
明白神的怜悯。
And His grace.
和神的恩典。
Conversion,
好，回归归信的意思就是
is going from being one of those people,
就是从这样的情况
to be one of those,
变成那样的情况。
It's a turn from focusing this direction,
就是一个转变，从这个方向
to that direction,
转到那个方向，
yeah.
反方向。
It's being formerly a person who hated God,
一个恨恶神的反叛者，
but now being a person who loves,
变成一个爱神的人。
Before you loved your sin,
从前你爱自己的罪,
now you hate it.
现在你恨恶自己的罪。
Before you were under the wrath of God.
从前你在神的愤怒之下。
Now you're a child.
现在你是一个神的儿女了，蒙神所爱的。
Conversion is the turn.
所以归信就是这个转变。
Notice it's 180 degrees.
注意到没有？这180度的转变。
A complete change of direction.
一个彻底的回转，
There.
从这儿到那儿。
That's conversion.
这就是归信。
Now let me just help you with this illustration.
让我用一个例子跟你解释一下，帮助。
For the sake of simplicity.
我为了清楚的讲啊。
The first half of the turn.
这头一半的转呢，90度啊。
Is repentance.
就是悔改。
The rest of the turn.
后一半的转变，另外90度。
Is faith.
就是信靠。
Notice.
注意啊
It's a complete turn
这是一个完全180度转变
from being a person who loves to a person who hates God
从一个恨恶神的人
being a person who loves God
变成一个爱神的人
requires a total turn
需要一个完全180度转变
half of which is to repent
一半就是悔改
the other half is to believe
另一半就是相信信心了
Now I give that as a very simple illustration
我给了一个很简单的一个例子啊说明
I'm about to make it much more complicated
现在我要更复杂的更深入的讲了
But I think you'll understand if you keep remembering this picture
那如果你记得这幅图画的话你就会记得
Going from that direction to that
从这个方向到那个方向
Now
好
Repentance and faith
悔改和信心
are intricately tied together in the New Testament
在新约里头是息息相关不可分割的
you cannot have one without the other.
你不可能只有悔改没有信心或者只有信心没有悔改
It's like two sides of a single coin.
就像一个铜板的两面一样
you can't have just one side on a coin.
你不可能只有一面的铜板没有另一面
No matter how hard you try to grind off one side,
不管你把另外一面怎么样子把它磨平它
it's still got two sides.
还是有两面
And that's the same with these two topics.
就像这两个主题信心悔改一样
They're part of the same thing.
他们是同一件事情的两个方面
However,
然而
in the New Testament,
在新约里面
the two terms are often used interchangeably.
这两个词汇可以互相交换的使用
Sometimes the writer will use the word repent.
有时候新约作者会用悔改
And sometimes he'll use the word faith.
有时候用相信
But in most of those cases,
但是大多数情况下呢
the writer is simply referring to the entirety of the term.
当这个作者用其中一个词，他意思就是两个词都包括在内。
I'll give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
在《使徒行传》第二章的38节。
Peter comes out and starts preaching.
彼得站起来，他开始讲道了。
And he gets to the end of his sermon.
当他讲完的时候。
And the people say,
老百姓回应了
What must I do?
我该做什么呢
And he says,
彼得说
Repent.
你们要悔改
Nowhere does he mention faith.
这里他没有提到信心啊
But he assumes.
但是你知道他包括了信心吗
in that he's assuming.
他在假设信心也包括在内
That those who are listening to him.
这些听他讲道的人
Will believe.
会相信耶稣基督
So he uses the term repent
所以他用一个词悔改
To make a point
要表明
But he assumes faith
但是他
of what he's saying.
他也就理所当然认为信心他们悔改的时候也就相信了
And we see that a number of times in the New Testament
我们在新约里头常常看到这样的情况、
The terms used interchangeably
这两个词悔改信心是互相交换着一起用的
Now I'm going to split them apart
我把这两个分开啊我们现在
In order to talk about each one separately
好叫我们能够每一个讲个别讲
But please remember
但请记得
It's one
其实只有一个概念悔改相信只有一个概念
One thing we're going to take it apart
好但是我们现在把它分开来讲
They belong together
但其实是一块的像连体双胞胎
Now let me put before you a principle
好我现在给你一个原则
There is no salvation apart from faith.
没有信心就不可能有救恩，不可能得救。
And there is no salvation apart from repentance.
而且没有悔改也不可能有救恩。
True conversion.
真正的归信
is to both turn in repentance and in faith.
必须真正的归信必须又要向罪悔改又要信靠基督。
You must repent.
你必须悔改
from sin.
从罪中悔改
and you must turn to Christ.
然后你必须转向基督借着信心回转信靠基督。
And if you take repentance out of the picture,
如果你把悔改给拿掉
you don't have true conversion.
你就没有真正的归信了。没有真正的。
There's far too much preaching like that going on.
今天有很多这样的所谓的讲道。
You must have faith.
你必须要有信心。
But you must also repent.
同时你要悔改相信。
Now here's the good news.
好，这是福音，这是好消息了。
Both of these,
这两者
are gifts from God.
两者都是神所赐的恩典，赐的礼物。
That makes sense within what I said a minute ago, right?
对，那我刚刚讲的跟这个就挂上钩了嘛，对不对
？If it's a work of God,
如果是神的作为，神所做的
，from beginning to end,
从头到尾都是神所做的救恩。
And we respond inside of His word.
我们在他的工作之内回应他。
Then the way we respond,
那我们的回应的方式
must be something He gives.
必须是他所赐的能力，我们才能回应，对不对
？If it's His work,
因为这是他的工作，他所做的。
If it's our work,
如果是我们自己所做的呢
？It couldn't be a gift from God.
就不可能是神所赐的恩典了。
And so we receive these two things.
所以我们接受悔改和信心，接受
from God
从神接受成为礼物
in this work of commitment
这是借着他所赐的，我们才能够归信他。
In Ephesians 2:8,
在以弗所书第二章八节
，It reads, "For by grace you have been saved through faith."
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And that's not of yourself.
这并不是出于自己。
It is the gift of God.
乃是神所赐的。
Now there's some debate over what Paul's referring to there.
哦，这里有不同的看法啊。这里保罗讲的到底说的是什么啊
？Is he referring to grace?
他讲的是神所赐的是恩典吗
？Or is he referring to faith?
他所赐的还是信心呢？有不同看法。
As the gift.
这个礼物到底是什么
？The answer is both.
其实这个答案是两者都是。
Grace and faith,
他赐给我们恩典，又赐给我们信心。
Or better, the grace of faith,
或者更好的讲法是信心的恩典。
Is a gift from God.
这信心的恩典是神所赐的礼物。
Paul understood faith as something given.
好，保罗所了解的信心是神所赐的一个礼物，赐给你信心。
So that those who He had given the new heart to.
所以那些他所赐不仅是信心，也赐给他们一个新的心。
Could respond in faith.
这些得到一个新的心的人，可以用信心回应他。
That's good news, really.
这真是福音啊！这是好消息啊
！Because if I have to build up faith in myself somehow,
如果因为如果我要靠我自己建立信心，鼓起信心。
I ain't got it.
我一点信心都没有。
And no one does.
没有一个人有足够的信心。
But the good news is,
但是好消息就是神赐信心给我们，这是神的恩典。
But the same is true of repentance.
悔改也是如此，悔改是礼物。
Acts chapter 11, verse 18.
使徒行传十一章十八节说到。
Luke writes.
路加说。
When they heard these things, they fell silent.
好，众人听见这些话就不言语了。
And they glorified God, saying.
只归荣耀与神说。
Then to the Gentiles also.
这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人了。
God has granted repentance that leads to life.
叫他们悔改得生命了。
These people had come to understand.
这些人明白了。
It's a bunch of Jews, by the way, talking.
这些是外邦人啊！对不起，这些是犹太人啊。
That these non-Jewish Christians.
这些非犹太人是外邦的基督徒啊。
Were repenting,
他们正在悔改
Because God had given them the gift to do so.
因为神给了他们恩典，神赐恩叫他们能够悔改。
And so the clear implication of this verse,
所以这一节的很清楚的暗示就是
is that repentance like faith,
悔改像信心一样
is a gift.
这两者都是神所赐的恩典礼物。
And it makes sense that it would be.
悔改是礼物，这很有道理啊。
Given that repentance and faith are intimately connected,
因为这两者是息息相关，不能分开的。所以，既然信心是礼物，悔改当然也是礼物了。所以这很合乎逻辑。
For God to give one,
如果神只给一个
，He would have to give the other.
他也必须要同时另外一个同时给。
Because he's really giving just one thing.
因为其实他给的是同一件事情。
The ability to respond.
就是给我们回应他的能力。悔改信心。
So we see biblically that these things are given to us by God.
所以从圣经来看，我们可以看到信心跟悔改都是神所赐的恩典，都是神的礼物。
Which is extraordinary good news.
这的确是太好太好的福音，太好的消息了。
Now let's talk about this thing called repentance.
好，现在我们来看看悔改，何谓悔改？
Let's take repentance by itself.
好，现在我们先把悔改拿出来看一看。单独看看。
We'll put faith aside for a bit.
我们暂时把信心放在一边啊。
We'll come back to that.
我们有机会再会看。
I want to focus on this repentance thing.
现在我们把焦点放在悔改上。
Because as I said at the outset.
正如我起初刚开始说的。
It gets very little attention.
现在我们几乎不提悔改了，我们都忘掉了。
We don't hear much about conversion.
我们很少听到归信。
We don't hear much about repentance.
我们也很少听到悔改。
In fact, we don't hear much about sin at all.
其实我们甚至连罪都很少听到。
So obviously, if we're going to talk about sin,
所以很明显，如果我们不讲罪的话
，no reason to talk about repentance.
我们就没必要讲悔改了。
But it's an extremely important word.
但是悔改是一个非常重要的词。
In the Bible,
在圣经里头。
Let me show you several different places this is used.
好，让我。从圣经里头给你看几处地方。
Because I want you to see just how important the Bible put, how much emphasis I should say the Bible puts on repentance.
因为我要你看到圣经是如何的强调悔改的重要性和关键性。
The word for repent in the Old Testament,
在旧约里头悔改这个词呢
is a word that's commonly used,
是很普遍用到
as returning to God,
用到向神回归，归向神。
In fact, it's used more than 1,000 times.
在旧约里头用了超过一千次向神回转。
In the Old Testament, in that fashion.
在这样的用法用了一千次，超过一千次。
God commanded His people.
神吩咐他的百姓。
Again and again.
一次又一次的吩咐他们。
To return to Him.
要转向他，归向他。
That's the same word as repent.
就是这个字就是。
So throughout the Old Testament, it's a common thing.
所以在整本旧约圣经里头，这是一个很普遍的话题。
The word for repent in the New Testament,
在新约圣经里，这个悔改这个词呢
is used more than 50 times.
用了超过五十次。
22 times is used as a noun.
22次呢是作为名词来用。
34 times is a verb.
34次呢作为动词来用。
When John the Baptist began to preach,
当施洗约翰开始讲道的时候
，see this in Matthew chapter 3 verse 2.
在马太福音第三章第二节
，it was the first teaching that he gave.
这就是施洗约翰所教导的第一件事
，repent,
悔改
，for the kingdom of heaven is near.
因为天国近了，你们都当悔改。
It was his primary message.
这是他最主要的信息，悔改。
Called the religious leaders to repent.
他叫那些宗教领袖要悔改。
And everybody who came to him was told.
所有的人，他都吩咐他们要悔改。
Repent,
悔改。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17,
在马太福音第四章十七节
，the first words out of Jesus's mouth.
耶稣他出来以后所讲的第一篇信息，第一个道
，in his public ministry,
在他公开的服事当中
，was to repent.
就是叫百姓你们当悔改。
He says, from that time, Jesus began to preach, saying,
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Now,
好
what, Would you consider the first words out of somebody's mouth the most important words ever said?
一个人所讲的第一篇信息，你会不会认为是最重要的？
And so Jesus starts there.
所以耶稣从这儿开始，悔改。
Repent.
悔改。
It was the first two commands.
这也是头两个吩咐，头两个命令。
Given by Peter.
也是彼得。
When he first began to preach.
当彼得一开始讲道，这也是他。头两个
after Pentecost,
这是在五旬节。
I mentioned a moment ago in Acts chapter 2.
我们刚刚讲了使徒行传第二章。
First message,
第一篇信息。
Repent,
就是悔改，你们个人应当悔改。
But what's fascinating is,
但是很有趣的是啊
，He repeated it again.
他又一次重复。
In the very next message that he preached,
下一篇信息他又重复了。
One chapter old,
就第三章。
Acts 3,
第三章十九节。
So here you have John the Baptist,
是你这里有施洗约翰在这儿
Jesus,
然后主耶稣
and the first message of the church,
然后教会所传讲的第一篇信息
Repent,
悔改悔改悔改悔改
It was also an integral part of Paul's understanding.
这也是保罗的理解里头很重要一部分悔改
In probably the greatest work of Paul,
可能保罗最重要的他的工作
The Book of Romans,
就是罗马书写的
Chapter 2 verse 4
第二章第四节
Paul starts out
保罗一开始
saying this
就说
Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈宽容忍耐呢
Not knowing that God's kindness
不晓得他的恩慈
is meant to lead you to
他恩慈的目的是领你
repent
悔改呢
See, Paul thought it was extremely important himself.
保罗认为这个悔改是非常重要极其重要
Now, I know Paul spends a lot of his time talking about faith.
我知道保罗讲了很多有关信心的信息
A lot of time talking about justification.
常常会讲到因信称义的道理
The entire book of Galatians is written against them for their failure to understand.
整本加拉太书呢，就是在责备这些加拉太人不明白因信称义的道理。
But here in his seminal work,
但是在这里
，what work? Beginning work.
这里
most important work.
在保罗里头最重要的罗马书信当中
，he starts talking about our need to repent.
他开始讲到我们需要悔改。
And
还有
，it is a command given.
这也是一个吩咐
to five of the seven churches
也是给启示录七个教会当中的五个教会都吩咐他们要悔改
in the book of Revelation
启示录里面
five of those churches
其中五个教会
that Jesus went and talked to personally
耶稣个别的向他们说话
he tells five of them to repent
他告诉其中五个要悔改悔改悔改悔改
only the church at Smyrna and Philadelphia
只有士美拿跟菲拉铁菲的教会没有提到悔改，其他五个都提到要悔改。
So you see, it's central to the teaching of the Bible.
你看没有？这是悔改是整本圣经的非常重要的一
点。And a moment ago, if you take repentance out,
正如我刚刚讲，如果你把悔改从这个信息拿掉的话
，if you stop talking about repentance,
如果你不再传讲悔改的信息的话
，you negate the message of Scripture.
你就把圣经里的信息给否掉了。
It's at the core of what we believe.
这是我们相信的信仰的核心啊。
So, if you remove repentance, you remove the gospel itself.
所以如果你把悔改从圣经拿掉的话，你就把福音给否掉了，没福音了。
You take out one of its chief elements.
你就把那个最重要的一个成分给。
And you do exactly what Paul chastised the Galatians for doing.
你这就是保罗责备加拉太教会的原因
Changing the gospel to something else.
他们把福音更改了变成另外一个东西更改了福音
So it's an important concept
这是一个非常重要的概念悔改
What does it mean?
悔改什么意思呢
It's taking me this long just to get to the definition
我现在只讲了这个定义而已啊，花了很多时间
The Greek word is either metanoia
OK 这是希腊原文啊
Or metanoia,
这两个字
the noun form or the verb form.
要不就是名词，要不就是动词。悔改，悔改。
Repentance as a subject or
悔改要不就是主语
Repentance is an action.
要不就是悔改是一个动作
Now,
好
a simple definition then would be
一个很简单扼要的定义悔改的定义是什么
To turn
就是转过来回转
A simple definition is simply to turn from something
这是悔改最简单的定义就是从这里转过来
But that definition is far too simple for how the Bible deals with the subject
但是仅仅说回转呢讲得太简单了一点因为圣经讲得更深入些
A more complete definition
一个更完整的定义呢
would be this
应该是
A change of mind
是心回意转
that produces
这个心回意转带来的产生了
A lasting change of behavior.
产生了一个行动上的很久的持久的改变因为里面心思改变了所以行动上也有持久的改变
A lasting change of mind that makes a change of behavior.
心回意转导致了行动的持久的改变
It's an understanding of sin
是一个对罪的认识对罪的理解
that results in a turning
导致我们向罪回转
So to repent
所以悔改的意思
is to turn from sin
就从罪中转过去
But it has a broader understanding than just that
但是有一个更广义的理解啊
There are three elements to genuine repentance
真正的悔改有三个主要的成分
First
首先
Repentance begins.
好，悔改始于
with an understanding of sin.
始于明白何为罪。
You have to understand something as sinful.
你必须明白这是罪，这是邪恶的。首先要明白这是有罪。
Start there.
从这开始。
You need to understand sin.
你必须明白罪恶。
And its relationship to a holy God.
跟这位圣洁的上帝的关系是什么
？In other words, you have to understand that something violates God's law.
你必换言之，你必须明白，这些事情是违背神的圣洁的律法的。
You have to start with this understanding.
你必须从这个理解、这个认识开始。
Starts in the mind.
从你的心思意念里头开始。
Starts with understanding.
从一个头脑的理解、理性上的理解开始
，or sometimes，
或者有时候啊
，it's an understanding of a greater truth，
或者是对一个真理的更深的认识。
Going back to Acts 2 again，
再回到《使徒行传》第二章
，Peter spends his entire sermon，
彼得讲整篇道
，talking about Jesus，
整篇道都在讲耶稣。
Who he was?
耶稣是谁呢
？What happened to him?
发生在他身上什么事情呢
？What God had done as a result?
神因此做了些什么事呢
？That he is now seated at the right hand of God.
如今耶稣坐在父神的右边。
Crucified by wicked men.
他被那些邪恶的人钉十字架了。
And so on.
那等等等等，神叫他复活，坐在父神右边。
What did Peter want?
彼得讲这些的目的是什么？他要达到什么目的？
He wanted them to understand.
他要这些听众明白
who this Jesus really was.
到底这位耶稣基督是谁
？That's what needed to start with that.
这是我们需要开始的。
When he told them to repent,
当彼得叫告诉他们要悔改，吩咐他们悔改的时候
，he was telling them to think different.
他叫他们要回心转意，要思想要改变
，to change.One's mind.
要回心回意转，要把思想改变。
So sometimes repentance is about a greater truth.
所以有时候呢，这悔改是有关乎一个对真理的更深的认识
，understanding something greater.
更深入的明白一些事。
But it always begins.
但是
understand.
总是始于理性。
Always understand.
总是从头脑开始。
But then it moves to the second step.
好，但是有第二步，第二步。
It follows.
好，接着呢
？With a choice,
就是要做个决定了。
To modify your behavior.
要改变你的行为。
As a result of that understanding.
因为你明白了真理，理性上明白了，那么你就要接着要根据你所明白的来改变你的行动。
If you come to understand something as being sinful,
如果你明白这件事情是邪恶的，是有罪的，是不好的。
To repent means to act on that understanding.
那么悔改的意思就是根据你所明白的，你要采取行动。
To choose to change your behavior.
你就要决志要改变你的行为，你要归正了。
To either stop some particular behavior,
或者是停止那些错误的行动，
or start doing something you're supposed to,
或者开始做那些你该做的事。
In the case of Acts 2,
在使徒行传第二章情况下呢，
Peter wanted them,
彼得要这些听众，
to change their understanding of Christ,
要他们对耶稣基督的理解要有所改变。
And then to make a choice to do something about it.
然后要决志做一个抉择，要做一些事。
Which prompted their question.
导致了这些听众说，我该做什么呢？
What must I do?
就导致他们问这个问题，我该做什么？
They understood that their behavior had to change.
他们明白了，哎，他们的行为必须有所改变。
As a result of a new understanding of something.
因为他们心回意转了，所以他们明白他们必须行动上要改邪归正。
Their assumptions about this Jesus were wrong.
他们从前对耶稣的理解是错误的。
And when they came to understand what was right,
当他们明白何为真理的时候，
they could then change their behavior.
他们就可以改变他们的行动了。
That's what Peter wanted.
这就是彼得所要的结果，行为的改变。
The confession that we're working with, the Baptist confession we're working with, writes it like this.
好，这浸信会的要理问答呢是这么写的。
Saving repentance is an evangelical grace.
使人得救的悔改是一个福音的恩典。
In other words, it's a gift.
换言之，这是一个礼物啊。
Whereby a person
借此这个恩典
made sensible or aware.
这个人呢，就理性上就认识到，就明白了。
Of the manifold sins, evils of his sin.
就明白他的罪是何等的邪恶，他是何等罪大恶极。
Humbles himself.
于是他就降卑自己。
With a godly sorrow.
就按着神的意思忧愁。
Pain in the heart for that evil.
因此他心里就有罪疚感，他心里头就知道这是错误的，就痛悔了，深恶痛绝了。
Detests it.
他就恨恶那个罪，恨恶那个罪恶。
With a purpose and an endeavor.
然后他就下定决心，就决志。
To walk before God,
要在神面前行走
，in a way that is pleasing,
要讨神喜悦，活在神的面光中。
It's a gift from God,
这是神所赐的礼物。
Given,
是神所给的。
Which produces a change of mind,
导致了他的心回意转，理性上的改变，明白罪恶。
Leading to a change of behavior,
导致了行动上的决志归正，行动上的改变。
But,
然而。
That's not enough.
不够，还不够。
Repentance is even more.
悔改比这两者更多。
And I want to give an illustration that'll help you understand the difference.
好，我给你一个例子啊，帮助你来理解。
There are two characters in the Bible, the New Testament.
在新约里头有两个人物。
Who are contrasted in their sin.
他们的罪呢，是圣经里头把他们作为对比的。
The two men are Judas and Peter.
这两个人是犹大和彼得。
Both of these men betrayed their Lord.
这两个人都背叛了他们的主。
Judas did it.
犹大背叛主。
By selling his Lord out for 30 pieces.
为了三十两银子把他的主给出卖了。
Peter did it.
彼得也出卖了主。
By denying his Lord in the courtyard 3 times.
他在院子里头三次否认主。
Both of them betrayed.
两个人都背叛了基督。
And both men understood.
两个人也都理解。
That what they had done was wrong.
他们做的是错的，是有罪的。
Judas certainly knew.
犹大当然知道自己做错。
He went back to the temple.
然后他就回到圣殿里头。
Threw the money back in.
把那三十两银子又丢回去。
He knew.
他知道他错。
That he had betrayed.
他知道他已经背叛了。
He knew he had sinned.
他知道他犯了罪，明白罪恶了。
Peter knew it as well.
彼得也知道自己错了。
According to Matthew 26:75,
根据马太福音二十六章七十五节
，He wept.
彼得哭了，对不对？他见到主就哭了。
Jesus looked at him across the courtyard.
主耶稣远远的从院子里头看到彼得。
And he immediately knew.
彼得马上就觉悟了，我犯罪了。
And he went out and wept.
他就出去就痛哭。
Both men,
两个人
betrayed their Lord.
都背叛了他们的主。
Both men understood that what they had done was wrong.
两个人知道自己做错了，自己有罪。
So what's the difference between them?
但这两个人有什么分别呢？
One of them we see continuing in the pages of the New Testament.
好，其中一个呢，在新约里头继续的活下去。
The other one we see hanging from a tree.
另外一个就从树上把自己吊死。
Judas,
犹大
kills himself,
自杀了。
Peter,
彼得呢
preaches a great sermon in Acts 2.
在使徒行传第二章五旬节就讲了一篇道。
Why the difference?
为什么这两个人这么大的分别呢？不同呢？
Both of them had the first two steps of repentance.
这两个人都有头两步悔改的头两步，对不对
？Both of them knew.
两个人都知道明白罪恶了，始于。
And both of them knew their behavior was wrong.
两个人都知道自己做错了，需要改变，需要行为的改变。
So how come one's dead?
但为什么一个人死掉了
？And the other one still preaching.
另外一个人继续讲道。
The answer is this.
答案是
，It's the difference between.Remorse,
这就是懊悔
and repent
和悔改的不同了。懊悔跟悔改。
Judas had remorse.
犹大仅仅是懊悔、懊丧而已。
He felt bad over what he had done.
他做错事儿，他觉得不好受啊。
But instead,
但是
of seeking forgiveness,
他与其来到神面前求神赦免
，he just went out and ended it.
他不如自己跑到外头自己自杀结束一切。
But Peter,
而彼得呢
？Sought forgiveness.
来到主面前求神赦免。
Now you say,
你看你说
，Where did he do that?
彼得什么时候求神赦免了
？Paul tells us, interestingly enough,
很有趣哦。保罗告诉我们
，In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 5,
在哥林多前书十五章第五节。
It tells us that Jesus appeared to Peter.
告诉我们，哎，耶稣显给基法，就是彼得看。
After his resurrection.
就耶稣复活之后。
Before he met with anyone else.
他还没有向任何人显现之前，他先向彼得，就基法显现。
Now, what do you think was going on at that meeting?
你想，当主耶稣向彼得显现的时候，发生什么事儿
？Here's what's going on.
发生了这个事儿。
Peter was repenting.
彼得那个时候向神悔改，向耶稣悔改。
He was seeking the forgiveness.
他求耶稣赦免他。
And he was forgiven.
神就赦免他了。
And he was restored.
神就恢复了这个关系。
And as far as I can tell,
从我所能看到、所能理解
，reading through the book of Acts,
从使徒行传读下来
，and Peter's letters,
还有彼得的书信
，he never mentions it.
彼得从来没有提到这件事儿。
He never mentions the fact that he betrayed Jesus.
他从来没有提到他否认主。
Why?
为什么
？Because he understood the third step of repentance.
因为彼得明白这悔改的第三个步骤。
Repentance continues.
悔改会持续下去的。
With a sense of commitment.
会委身自己。
Beyond just trying not to sin,
不仅仅是不犯罪而已，他会继续的委身于主。
The difference between Peter and Judas,
彼得和犹大的不同
is that Peter understood this third step.
就是彼得明白这第三个步骤。
Judas didn't,
而犹大不明白。
I mean, as Christians, we often find ourselves,
身为基督徒啊，往往我们。
Committing the same sin again and again.
我们会发现自己这一次又一次重复犯同样的罪。
Now maybe it's not a problem that you have.
也许这不是你的问题啊。
Maybe it's just a problem that I have.
也许是只有我有这个问题，我也有。
But the fact is that very often the reason we fail.
你知道，往往我们之所以会一次次失败
，is because we have remorse.
因为我们仅仅有懊悔而已。
But we haven't taken that third step.
但是我们没有继续到第三步。
Which is that sense of commitment?
就是委身的这个心智。
You see, remorse is a deep and painful regret.
你知道，这个懊悔啊，是一种 深深的痛悔，一种后悔，一种懊丧。哎呦
！But it's only the beginning of repentance.
但这懊悔不过是悔改的开始而已。
Don't confuse it with repentance.
不要跟悔改给混淆。
A genuine repentance must include remorse.
当然，真正的悔改必须有懊悔，从懊悔开始，这没有错。
We must understand what we've done is wrong.
我们必须明白我们所做的是错的，是有罪的，是邪恶。
And we must try to change our behavior.
而且我们必须要试图要改变，要改邪归正。
But we must move beyond.
但是我们必须走第三步，仅仅如此不够。
In order for genuine repentance,
这才是真正的悔改。
To come.
真正的悔改才能够完成。
Now, where do we find this third step?
我们在哪里找到第三步呢？
I want to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们看看哥林多后书第七章。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians.
我们听保罗写给哥林多的教会怎么说的。
Let me set some context for you.
首先，我先给你看一下这段经文的背景啊。
We know that Paul had already written.
我们知道保罗已经写了一封书信。
A very sharp letter to these.
已经在这个之前呢，已经向哥林多人写了一封很尖锐的信。
Now it's probably not the book we call First Corinthians.
可能不是哥林多前书啊，可能不是。
Because he wrote that.Earlier,
因为这个哥林多前书是在这封短信之前写
then wrote some sorrowful letter after that.
然后又写了一些叫他们很难过的书信
In this letter, Paul had demanded
在这封书信里头呢保罗要求他们
that the Corinthians repent
要求哥林多人要悔改
of certain behavior.
因为他们做错事儿，要从这些罪中悔改。
He was angry with them.
他对他们很生气。
Over certain things.
因为他们做错事儿。
That they were allowing in their church.
他们容让这些罪恶在他们教会中，所以他要求他们悔改，吩咐他们悔改。
For example,
譬如
in 1 Corinthians 5,
哥林多前书第五章讲到
，He mentions
他提到了一个罪
，in which the church was accepting
那个哥林多教会在容让。
A man
容让一个人
who was having an affair with his father's wife.
他跟他的继母发生了关系，所以教会还容让这样的罪。
And the church was proud.
弟兄姊妹甚至骄傲，甚至
of the fact that they were welcoming this man.
他们还夸口，哎呀，我们有爱心啊，我们接纳这样的人到教会来。
And Paul wrote to them and said.
所以保罗写信给他们说，哎，不不，绝对不可以。
Put this man out.
要把这样的人赶出教会。
He is dangerous.
因为这样的人很危险。
So he had demanded some repentance.
所以保罗吩咐他们必须要悔改。
Now we learn in verse 9.
我们在第九这里第九节我们看到。
That the Corinthians were grieved.
哥林多教会因此呢就忧伤了，忧愁了。
They were hurt.
他们受伤了。
By what Paul had written.
因为保罗写这封信刺激了他们，他们受伤了。
And Paul was saddened by the fact that it had hurt.
保罗也因着他们忧愁，他自己也很忧愁。
He wasn't sad about what he wrote.
他不是因着他所写的而忧愁。
He was sad about the reaction that came from.
他乃是因着哥林多教会的回应而忧愁。
I mean, sometimes you have to confront someone.
有时候人家犯罪，你必须要面对他。
You try to do it as loving as you can.
你尽量用爱心说诚实话。
But the person who gets your letter,
但是那个收到你书信的人
is hurt by what you said.
还是因着你所说的话受伤了，忧愁了。
There's no way to avoid.
你没法避免了。
So Paul writes the strong letter.
所以保罗写了这封很强烈的书信。
But the good news.
但是好消息是呢
，that the Corinthians had repented.
哎，哥林多教会悔改了。
They had changed their behavior.
他们的行动有所改变。
But they had taken the third step.
而且他们又采取了第三步。
They had gone beyond remorse.
他们不仅仅是懊悔忧愁而已。
They moved past their grief.
他们超越了懊悔懊丧忧愁。
To respond in an actual change of behavior.
他们更有实际的行动上的改变。
And a deep commitment.
而且更愿意委身归正。
And so starting here in verse 10,
第十节开始啊。
Paul commends them.
保罗就夸赞他们了。
For their repentance.
因着他们的悔改保罗就夸赞他们称赞他们了。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For godly grief produces a repentance.
因为依着神的意思，忧愁就生出懊悔。
That leads to salvation without regret.
就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。
Whereas worldly grief,
但世俗的忧愁
produces death.
是叫人死。
Now, if you look at that verse,
好，你看这第十节啊，
it fits Judas and Peter perfectly.
哎，这个就用在彼得跟犹大身上是非常合适，对不对？
Peter's godly grief,
彼得的忧愁是按着神的意思忧愁,
produced salvation.
就生出了没有后悔的懊悔以致得救,
but the worldly grief,
但世俗的忧愁, 那是犹大,
that Judas had,
就是犹大还,
led to death.
是叫人死。
See the difference?
你看这两个不同吗?
Now look what he says in verse 11.
再看看十一节。
A lot of words in here, but I'm going to break it down for you.
我为你解释一下啊。
For see what earnestness this godly grief has produced in you.
你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤。
But also what eagerness to clear yourself.
何等的殷勤，还有就是在一切事上表明自己是清洁的。
What indignation.
就是自恨。
What fear.
恐惧。
What longing?
想念。
What zeal?
热心。
What punishment?
责罚或做自责。
At every point you have proved yourselves.
好，在这一切的事上，你们都表明自己
innocent in the matter.
是清洁的，是洁净的。
Now what you see here then?
这里你看到啊，十一节。
As Paul assesses their repentance.
保罗在评估他们的悔改啊。
He sees seven different characteristics.
他看到其中七个特点
that fit genuine repentance.
就是真正悔改的七个特点
that real commitment.
那真正的委身
to not sin.
委身不再犯罪，要归正
more than remorse.
不仅仅就是懊悔而已 超越这个懊悔。
Now let me just look at these seven with you.
好，我们一起来看这七点啊。
First, they had a new earnestness.
首先，他们有一个新的殷勤。
They had a new desire now.
他们现在有一个新的愿望。
To do the very best.
要竭尽心力，要尽力而为。
They have moved past just not wanting to sin anymore.
他们不仅仅是我不愿意犯罪而已啊。
To having an earnestness to do the best.
更进一步，他们有一个
to behave well.
有一个真正的愿望，要尽力而为，要竭尽所有，做到最好，尽善尽美。
Paul calls it an earnestness.
保罗称之为殷勤，我要竭尽全力。
Moving from just sorrow over it.
不仅仅是我做错了，我很忧愁啊，不仅仅如此，懊悔而已。
To the more positive.
那是消极啊，如今是更积极的。
Steadfast.
就是忍耐坚忍，我要委身，我要竭尽全力。 这是一种殷勤。
But then he says, secondly,
然后第二他又说了,
an eagerness to clear themselves.
要自述，要表白自己清洁。
Let's not read that wrong.
不要误解这个字的意思。
It doesn't mean that they're excusing their behavior.
这自述的意思啊, 不是说自己找借口啊, 不是。
It means that they have a desire to be vindicated or made right.
意思说他们愿意表白自己是清洁的。
They don't want to make excuses.
他们不愿意为自己找借口。
But they want to demonstrate a clear commitment to the right.
但是他们愿意委身于对的事情。
So it's an earnestness and an eagerness.
所以是一个殷勤，一种愿望，美好的愿望。
To do what is right.
要做对的事情。
To stay the course.
要行在义路上。
But then thirdly, it says they have a new indignation.
他们有一种自恨，一种愤怒。
In English, that's anger.
在英文呢，就是自恨，就是 anger， 就是
be mad，
就是生气。
Now, what are they mad about?
他们气什么呢？
Are they mad at Paul for bringing it up?
是不是生气，气保罗，你提这个旧事儿，重提干嘛？
No.
不是。
They're mad at themselves.
他们恨自己，气自己。
For having sinned in the first place.
为什么我起初要犯罪呢？恨自己。
They're angry at their own weakness.
他们因着自己的软弱而恨自己，自己痛恨自己。
They're looking at themselves and saying, "Why did we do this?"
他们在自我反省说，为什么我要做这样的事呢？
And they have this new sense of anger.
他们有这种新的一种义怒，
a righteous thing.
一种义怒，
very much as Jesus.
就像主耶稣的义怒一样。
Which then comes to the fourth characteristic.
哦，我们看再看第四个特点。
Fear.
他们有一种新的恐惧。
Well, fear of what?
恐惧，怕什么？
I mean, think about fear. You think of being afraid of something.
那是想到恐惧，你就是害怕一些东西吧？怕什么？
So what are they afraid of?
他们怕什么东西？
Well, in this context.
好，在这个上下文背景中呢。
It's obviously that they're afraid.
很明显，他们惧怕的是。
Of one of two things.
或者这样，或者那样，两件事其中之一。
Either they're afraid of God.
要不就是惧怕神。
And rightly so.
应该敬畏神，没有错。
Or they're afraid of going back and doing it again.
或者他们害怕又吃回头草，又去犯同样的罪。
They look at them. They look at what they had done.
他们看到自己从前所做的事。
And they're rightly afraid of God.
他们敬畏神，害怕神，没有错。
They're rightly afraid.
他们也害怕。
Of falling into that trap again.
再重蹈覆辙，犯同样的罪。
So you see, they have an earnestness.
所以你看到他们有一个殷勤，
eagerness,
一个殷勤的愿望。
They have an anger.
他们有一种自诉自恨，不愿意再回去做同样的事情。
And a fear.
还有一种恐惧。
A genuine fear of going back.
真正的害怕再犯同样的罪。
But then Paul goes on and gives another character.
然后保罗继续，他又讲另外一个特点，悔改的真正悔改的特点。
He says they have a new longing.
他们有一个新的想念。
A longing for what?
想念欲望，想什么呢？
A longing for holiness.
他们想要更加的圣洁。
A longing for doing what is right.
他们想要做对的事情。
See, notice it's not just about not sinning.
哦，注意啊，这里不仅仅是我不犯罪而已哈。
But it's become a longing for doing what is.
乃是我愿意，我向往做对的事情。
They want to do something far better than what they had already done.
他们愿意做的比从前更好。
They're afraid of going back.
他们害怕重蹈覆辙。
Desire to go forward.
而且他们想念，想要向前进，更上一层楼。
But Paul's not done.
但保罗没说完。
And he says,
他说
the sixth item is they have a new zeal.
第六点，有一个新的热心。
Now this word can mean one of two things.
好，这热心呢，或者是这个意思，或者有两个，其中一个意思。
It can mean that they have a passion.
这个热心可能是
deep desire.
有一个很强烈的愿望。
Or a jealousy.
或者嫉妒。
You know what a jealousy is.
你知道什么是嫉妒、愤恨、嫉妒。
They have a zeal.
有这个热心。
They want to do whatever is necessary.
他们愿意竭尽全力做所当做的事。
It's one of the key ideas of turning from sin.
这就是从最终悔改的一个最主要的意思。
It's a sense of wanting to do what is necessary.
就是愿意做该做的事。
To not go back there again.
不要再回到从前的最终。
To not do that again.
不要再重蹈覆辙了，一错再错。
But then Paul gives us a seventh characteristic.
然后保罗给我们看第七个。
And this is the one most difficult in this list.
在这个七点当中，这一点是最难理解的。
Because English uses the word punishment.
因为英文用的词是责罚。
Now what does he mean by punishment?
责罚什么意思？
Is that they decided that they can't use their phone anymore for a week?
是不是他们决定了就不打电话了一个礼拜
yeah, they're punishing themselves
啊，我自我责罚，我操，
好多
像你父母亲啊，我不再碰电脑，不再。
Probably not.
可能不是这个意思。
When Paul speaks of punishment,
当保罗讲到责罚的时候
，in his other writings,
在他其他的书信里头
，he's usually referring to either
他要不就是指责
the execution of justice,
就是伸张公义。
或者 to some new discipline,
一些新的纪律
placed upon yourself.
你自己自律。
In other words, he says to them.
换言之，他对他们说
，You have decided.
你已经决定了
that not only are you going to do whatever is necessary.
你不仅仅要做你当做的事情而已
，but you're actually going to put some teeth into it.
而且你也要付诸于实践
by disciplining yourself.
你要自律。来付诸于实践。
I think that's what Paul is talking about in this punishment.
我想这就是保罗这里所讲的责罚的意思，或者自责的责的意思，就自己自律。
Really putting some sense of I will do whatever it takes.
就是我要竭尽所能
，not to go back.
不再回到从前的错误当中，不一错再错。
Now notice.
好，注意啊。
Remorse ends at the point.
懊悔停在这儿。
Where you just feel bad about it.
懊悔仅仅是哎呀，我心里头忧愁啊，我就觉得不好啊，仅仅就到此为止。
And maybe you make a little bit of an effort.
也许你会也许会做一些事情，你不再做了，你就仅仅怎么敷皮潦草的啊？好好，我不做。
Or more often than not.
但是更通常发生的是
，We just make a promise to God, saying, "Hey, I won't do that again."
我们应许神呐、啊，主啊，我不再做了啊。
But that's not repentance.
但这不是真正的悔改。
Genuine repentance.
真正的悔改。
Finds these truths in.
必须有这一些特性在其中。
To truly repent.
真正的悔改。
Is to have a new earnestness.
有一个新的殷勤。
A new eagerness.
有一个愿望。
A new zeal.
一个新的热心。
Passion.
一个愿望
I will not do that again.
我绝不再做了
Followed by
接着
A genuine sense of discipline
真正的自律
Put in place
然后付诸于实践
To keep you from going back
好叫你不再重蹈覆辙不再一错再错了
It's a willingness
是一个愿望的愿意的心
To put out of our lives
把我们生命当中
Anything
任何
That would cause us to go back.
叫我们回转到最终的事情，把这些全部清除干净。
No matter how painful,
不管要付任何代价，多么痛苦，不惜代价。
That's repentance.
这就是悔改。
It's not just a promise.
不仅仅是应许神，我承诺啊，我答应啊。
It's a commitment.
那是一个委身，一个决志。
It starts with understanding.
从理性的明白开始。
It becomes a choice to change behavior.
成为一个决定，我要改变我的行动，决志归正。
But biblical repentance.
但是合乎圣经的悔改
moves to commitment.
必须要更进一步的要委身。
It moves past.
不仅仅
just feeling bad.
不仅仅是感觉不好，要超越你的懊悔，要悔改。
Now let me point out something here. I think we're out of time. Let me point out something.
That's okay. 我要再讲一些事。
Okay.
好。
Now you may be saying to yourself, "Okay."
也许你说啊 ，OK， 好啊。
I want to do that.
是我愿意悔改。
Can I do it perfectly?
我可不可能完全彻底悔改呢
？No，
不可能。
The good news is no.
好消息是你办不到。
There is no perfect repentance.
世上没有十全十美的悔改。
And there's no hint in the New Testament.
新约圣经里头也没有任何的暗示。
That in order to have a right relationship with God,
你要跟神的关系搞好了
you must perfectly repent.
你必须要彻底悔改，百分之百，十全十美，你才能够跟神建立一个完美的关系。没有这样的暗示。
Because no one can accomplish that.
因为没有一个人能够办得到。
Repentance, like faith,
悔改像信心一样
begins small.
一开始都是从很小的开始。
It begins with that first trial.
都是从第一步试图开始的第一步
Now we do believe it will grow
我们相信这个悔改信心会慢慢的成长
Subject I'll come back to
我们以后会讲到礼拜天主许可的话我们会讲到信心悔改的成长
But to be a genuine disciple of Christ
但是要做一个真正的耶稣基督的门徒做个真基督徒
There must be a desire
你必须要有一个愿望
Within us,
在我们里头有个愿望
to find genuine repentance.
要真正的悔改。
We may not do it perfectly.
我们不可能十全十美完全办到。
And we may find ourselves sinning again.
我们可能又重蹈覆辙，又不小心跌倒，可能。
But the desire,
但是那个欲望
of the regenerated heart,
一个真正重生的心的愿望
of the new creature,
一个新造的人
of the born again person,
一个真正重生的人
is to hate their own sin,
就会恨恶自己的罪。
See, I'm convinced,
我深信
that one of the chief criteria,
一个其中最重要的一个条件
of what it means to be a genuine follower of Christ,
一个真正的耶稣基督的门徒的其中的一个条件
is that you hate your own sin,
就是你恨恶自己的罪。
The truly born again person,
一个真正重生得救的真基督徒
hates,
恨恶
their sin,
自己的罪
loves the holiness of God,
他爱慕神的圣洁
hates their sin,
恨恶自己的罪。
Thus,The impetus that dwells, that boils up within us.
所以在我们里面那种欲望，那种渴慕，在我们里面。
From that hatred,
从这个恨恶罪的里面生发出来的。
Is to repent,
就是悔改。
Even if we have to do it again and again,
尽管我们需要一次次悔改，我们还是要悔改。
And I think we would go far.
我相信我们会。
If we understand what Paul says it should have in it.
如果明白悔改的真正的意思的话，我们就会继续的成长。
When we genuinely want to repent.
当我们真正的想要悔改的时候。
There is no salvation apart from true repentance.
若不真正悔改，就没有真正的救恩了。
A real relationship with our creator starts
和我们这位创造主的真正的关系要从悔改开始
with a turn from sin
从最终回转向
you have to start there
必须从这儿开始
the first thing you have to understand
这是你必须明白的第一件事
is that you are a sinner
你是个罪人
that you have violated God's holy law.
你已经触犯了神圣洁的律法。
You belong in that camp over there.
你属于那一族群的人，反叛神的人。
Of people who hate God.
就是恨恶神的人，在神的愤怒之下。
And they love their sin.
他们爱自己的罪。
And they're under God's wrath.
他们在神的愤怒之下，震怒下。
And how do we go from that to being people who love God?
我们怎么从这样的人变成爱神的人呢？恨恶自己的罪呢？
We repent.
悔改。
It starts with an understanding of sin.
从你明白自己的罪开始。
That leads to a willingness to repent.
这个导致一个愿意悔改的心情。
The power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督福音的大能
is that it is God who grants men the ability to repent.
这个能力就是神赐给人悔改的心，悔改的能力。
The good news is
这好消息就是
that God gives this as a gift.
神把悔改的心赐给我们，这是个礼物。
And you can know if you are a Christian.
你可以知道你是个基督徒。
If you sense a hatred for sin in yourself,
如果你在里头感觉到你恨恶你的罪
and you can know that the Holy Spirit of God,
你知道神的圣灵
is at work in you,
在你里面动善功
if you come to understand,
如果你明白了
that your actions are evil,
你所做的是邪恶的，有罪的
and you desire to turn from,
你愿意从你的罪中回转。
See, the fact is there's no excuse.
你看，你无可推诿，没有借口。
No excuse whatsoever.
没有任何的理由推脱。
God calls men everywhere.
神召世上所有的人，呼召他们。
To repent.
吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
We are called to repent.
神呼召我们要悔改。从我们的最终悔改转向神
the first message of Jesus,
这是耶稣传讲的第一个信息
the first message of the church,
也是教会传讲的第一个信息
it's the first message of the gospel,
也是福音的第一个信息
turn from your sin,
从你的最终回转悔改
come to Christ,
来到主耶稣基督的面前
May God grant you repentance.
愿神赐你悔改的恩典。
Give you the commitment.
更给你这样委身的心志。
That your view of sin.
你对罪的认识。
Is more than just remorse.
不仅仅是懊悔而已。
But a true hatred.
那是一个真正的恨恶罪恶的心。
Repent.
然后悔改。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh, gracious Lord.
Oh, 满有恩典的主。
We give you thanks for your word.
我们为着你的道感恩。
Your word which tells us.
你的话语告诉我们。
As Jesus himself said.
正如主耶稣自己说的。
That we are to repent.
我们应当悔改。
To have a right relationship with you.
好叫我们在你面前得以称义。
Oh, God, we thank you.
Oh, 主，我们感谢你。
That by your Spirit,
借着你的圣灵，
you have granted us the gift of repentance.
你赐给我们这悔改的恩。
May we exercise that gift.
愿我们运用你给我们的恩典。
May we be a repentant people.
愿我们成为一群悔改的人。
May we hate our sin.
愿我们恨恶自己的罪。
And love your law.
更爱你的律法。
And seek your holiness.
寻求你的圣洁。
In all things.
凡事都寻求。
Oh God, give us the spirit of repentance.
哦主啊，赐我们那悔改的心。
For those of us who know you, O Lord,
为我们那些已经相信你的。
Grow us in our repentance.
让我们在悔改中不断的成长。
So often we fail you.
我们往往叫你失望。
So often we fall short.
我们往往亏欠你的荣耀。
Give to us even greater measure.
哦，愿你赐我们更多的悔改。更深的悔改。
And then, Father, for those who do not know you,
为那些不认识你的人，
open their heart.
主啊，愿你开他们的心，
that they might come to know the evil of their way.
好叫他们认识到自己的邪恶。
Turn and repent.
之后回转，向你悔改。
And find hope in Jesus.
在耶稣基督里，让他们找到盼望。
We give you praise, O God.
主啊，我们感谢你。
For you are good.
因为你是善良的。
And merciful.
你是慈爱的
and love.
你是满有恩典的
and we humbly come before you.
我们谦卑地来到你面前
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 你的欢迎声音我精彩的命题说你为我一流宝血特要洗我良心来吧主我来救你我今来救你赎主用血将我洗使我干净无比我真无悔可比心善已无能力但你欢喜慈恩帮助摒除一切恶迹主我来救你我今来救你求主用血将我洗使我干净无比你已经郑重吩咐要我远离罪俗虚心悔改实心相信预备奔跑天路主我来救你我今来救你求主用血将我洗使 我干净无比，神用恩眼护照，又用神灵光照，使我知道自己不堪，知道救主可靠，主我来救你，我竟来救你，求主用血将我洗，使我干净无比，神灵竟在我心，证明我有生命，神的应许已经应验，若我已经相信，主我来救你，我竟来救你，求主用血将我洗，使我干净无比。
岂在神爱罪人，
岂在神爱罪人，妙在神有救恩，美在耶稣流血赎罪，我愿献上全身，主我来救你，我竟来救你，求主用血将我洗，使我干净无